KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill right now, former CDC Director Susan Meniris, who was fired by Health Secretary Robert Kennedy. The Federal Reserve meeting today. It's expected to cut interest rates for the first time in months. Mortgage rates already dropping in anticipation of the move.
A rate cut can also lower costs for car loans and credit cards. Right now, the average credit card interest rate is still near a record 20%. So at that level, if you carry a $5,000 balance on your card and you're only making minimum payments, you will be in debt for 16 years and pay $6,900 in interest.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. President Trump basking in British royal spectacle. Greeted by military honor guards and mounted troops as he and the First Lady arrive as guests of the King and Queen at Windsor Castle. It's the president's second state visit to the UK. The president, the first elected political leader in modern times to be hosted twice. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It may be harder for some to get vaccines this fall and winter. The Food and Drug Administration approved the new COVID-19 shot, but only for people over 65 and with underlying conditions. That's a huge departure from previous directives when the vaccine was recommended for anyone over 6 months. Now, Governor Tony Evers has signed an executive order trying to ensure everyone who wants a COVID-19 vaccine can get one. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Executive Order 275 directs Wisconsin's Department of Health Services to ensure everyone in the state can access vaccines. The order from the Office of Governor Tony Evers is in response to new federal rules. Their statement also says there's a misinformation campaign to make it tougher to get recommended vaccines, especially for some age groups. Evers' order tells health, pharmacy, and insurance officials to review policies, inform people about their options, and remove obstacles to getting vaccinated. A statement says the directive aims to protect health by prioritizing science and accessibility.
Meanwhile, a member of Evers' cabinet is resigning this week. Missy Hughes is leaving her post as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. WEDEC is a public-private agency that supports business development through loans, grants, and tax credits. Hughes has led WEDEC since 2019. Her resignation takes effect on Friday. There are rumors she could be considering a run for governor after Evers announced his retirement. Evers says they're already searching for her successor, and they'll announce her replacement in the coming weeks. And National Voter Registration Day was yesterday, but the Madison City Clerk's Office is celebrating all week with registration drives. Every day through Saturday, there are at least 3 locations across the city where you can register to vote. Many of them are at libraries, but those 3 locations change every day. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The magic number is 7. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers host the LA Angels again tonight. Last night, the crew with a 9-2 win. Christian Yelich, a 2-run homer in the 4th. Now, 7 is the Brewers' magic number to clinch the division, but Yelly says it's still too early for all that right now.
Yeah, I mean, we just need to focus on winning that night, like not even thinking about like the magic number. We need to just keep stacking wins and playing good baseball, and that'll take care of itself. You can't do that in one night. When you start looking ahead, then things can get away from you a little bit.
College football, the Badgers, getting ready to host Maryland Saturday at Camp Randall, kickoff 11 a.m. NFL, Packers wide receiver Jaden Reed confirming he's now had surgery to repair his broken collarbone and foot fracture. Meanwhile, Christian Watson says his new contract extension takes some pressure off as he tries to come back from that torn ACL.
For me, I mean, it was really just to, you know, take that pressure off of myself so I can kind of just go out there when I get back and just play free.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 87 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop it down to the low 60s for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, warm day with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman Program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local civic media radio station.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local civic media radio station.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by the general that helped save New Orleans, General Russell Honoré. He's a decorated 37-year Army veteran. We'll talk to him about the impacts the Trump regime has had on our armed services.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I do not celebrate the killing of anyone. Charlie Kirk did not deserve to be assassinated. But I'm overwhelmed seeing the flags of the United States of America at half staff, calling this nation to honor and venerate a man who was an unapologetic racist and spent all of his life sowing seeds of division and hate into this land.
That was Reverend Howard John Wesley. A lot of people, including Carlos, retweeted that. Let's talk about it. Here he is.
That's good coffee.
I take it black, like my man.
Coffee with Carlos El Zrocky.
I'll have a Zimbabwe latte.
I'll have a Kenya cappuccino.
Jim never has a second cup of coffee at home.
Mountain-grown coffee.
Carlos El Zrocky.
I was going to make espresso.
And baked by Juan Valdez.
Coffee with Carlos.
Good to the last drop.
Hola, Carlos.
Hola, buenos dias. Yes, I did. I did rethread that, you know, and in awareness of John's book, Separation of Church and Hate. Here's how I'll put it. I just can't imagine Jesus Christ wearing an ice hat. And this is, that should tell you how far away from the message of Jesus and compassion and empathy Charlie Kirk's discussions / debates, where he used techniques just to shut people out and rile them up. That's how different these people are. Somebody dying is a tragedy, but it is completely separate from what they were doing, which was elevating hate, elevating white fear and white angst. It was nothing to comfort white people about, hey, I'm going to come to university. You have some doubts about trans people. You have some doubts about immigrants. Let's talk about it in a healthy, compassionate way. That's what he wasn't doing. He was riling them up for money financed by Ackman and billionaires to win elections and do it on the behest of billionaires. This is the most Christ-like guy I've ever seen.
Yeah, why are people getting fired, you know, for quoting Charlie Kirk exactly? Why was he not, you know, why was it not hate speech when Charlie Kirk said it? Again, Carlos, we've now 11 condemned unequivocally this violence as anybody, first of all, is anybody I know, anybody, any Democrat, anybody in all of our, you know, circle has done. But I think that, again, to this reverend's point, there are differences of opinion, and there's no way you can say what Charlie Kirk's things he said were not racist. They're the textbook definition of racism, to say black women don't have the brain power to process, blah, blah, blah. I feel scared when I see a black pilot. That is textbook racism.
Well, what they try to do is dance on the line, and this is what Trump does. Trump never said anything. Prove Trump is a racist. At best, Or at best, they are dog whistles for racism. And that's just as bad. That's even worse than being a racist. Because you don't have the guts to say you are, but you will fan the flames of people's doubts and fears in order to promote racism. So that they're juxtaposed. They're in the same neighborhood. It's Beverly Hills and Westwood. They're side by side.
You threaded all of the violence we see today as a direct result of the cowardice of the Republican Party, who refused to stop Trump after January 6th and normalized trial by combat. And then the dictator pardoned the perpetrators of that violence and once again normalized more violence. And then that dictator said nothing after Minnesota. All of this is on Republicans. I mean,
yep.
Carlos, the fact that the DOJ just deleted their own study after Charlie Kirk's murder, that most of our violence is right wing, it tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, FBI Director Wray, Christopher Wray.
Yeah.
Similar thing happened with the Dickey Amendment when the CDC was discovering that all the gun violence and all the gun deaths, they had the Dickey Amendment to say the CDC can't study guns anymore. This is what they do. This is their playbook. If they can't reason, they can't win on policy, all they're going to do is gin up the left. And freaking Lyclops Patel, with that one eye is always lying.
The Tennessee Holler said, in the aftermath of Charlie Kirk's murder, Trump's DOJ deleted a study from its site stating right-wing violence continues to outpace all other types of terrorism and domestic violent extremism. It's worth playing again, Carlos, just because Mehdi Hasan's one of the only people that appears to be doing journalism. Here we go.
You look at the ADL Center for Extremism, which looked at 444 people killed by extremists between 2013 and 2022, 75% of them by the right. You look at the University of Maryland study that was done for their terrorism center, which found that from 1948 to 2018, right-wing extremists more likely to carry out violence than left-wing extremists. You look at the head of the FBI who Donald Trump appointed, Chris Wray, who said the number one domestic terror threat in this country comes from religious and racially motivated extremists, specifically white supremacists. You know, you can keep going. The National Institute for Justice found that the majority of incidents since 1990, violent terroristic acts were right-wing extremists. The single biggest day of political violence, Chris, in our lifetimes, in this country, was January 6th, 2021, when right-wing extremists attacked the Capitol, injured police officers. They were ideologically motivated.
I mean, and Carlos, there's a story about GOP lawmakers talking out of both sides of their mouths on political violence. We played this guy, Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin. On his official account, he said there's no place for political violence in America the day Kirk was shot. But on his personal account, he's giving a very different message. He's inviting war against these leftist scumbags as retaliation for Kirk's murder. He said, today we remember those lost on September 11th. It was the reason I went to war for over 20 years. Yesterday's the reason I will be at war for the next 20. I will not allow these leftist scumbags to take my country. So Van Orden, like some other Republicans in Congress, is using separate social media accounts. One is aimed at constituents, the other aimed at political supporters, to send contradictory and disturbing messages about Kirk's assassination. So in the 5 days after he was killed, Van Orden posted about Kirk three times on his regular account. On his personal account, he posted 550 times in the same span of days, basically baselessly claiming Democrats, Democratic organizations, George Soros, and the media caused Kirk's murder.
And this is the playbook. It's because they don't have policy that will help middle America. They have no policy. All they can run on is power and retaining that power and scaring people. And I just tweeted it out. Hey, man, if Jesus Christ comes back, he better frickin' have a podcast. Because empathy is dead. Yeah. It's dead. And it's killed by people like Elon Musk, by Ackerman, the guy that financed, I think it was Ackerman that financed Charlie Kirk. So this is their playbook because they lack policy. And how come we know more about Tyler Robinson than the guy that shot freaking President Trump? How come we don't know anything about that guy?
Who was a Trump-voting Republican? Again, you can't talk about Butler without saying he was a MAGA guy. So, I mean, it's just, when you say left-wing violence, literally the only one is the Steve Scalise shooting. I mean, okay.
At a softball game, yeah.
Yeah. So George Conway said, in light of some of the discussions about Tyler Robinson, it's important to remember that people can be legally sane yet deeply mentally unwell at the same time. Many criminal defendants and convicts fall into this category, including the current president of the United States.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to start arresting people for inciting violence, you'd have to start with Trump. Yeah. Right? I mean, we went back to all of them. Second Amendment remedies for Hillary, aiming a firing squad at Liz Cheney, on and on, January 6th. I mean, you can't even remember all of them.
In the lead up to 2015, Hillary wins, she can get those judges and take away your Second Amendment rights. That, unless, of course, people who believe in the Second Amendment use those rights. It's all, they complain about what they actually do. I remember when I brought this up too in my thread feed about Moscone and Milk being killed.
Yeah.
Right.
There was never, I think there was something called the White Knight riots, and the riots didn't happen until Dan White got off on the Twinkie defense. He was clearly a right-wing conservative full of hate, politically motivated to kill Moscone. And apart from that riot, which wasn't about the killing, it was about the decision to let him go, I don't recall the left attacking the right insistently and say, we got to get rid of the right.
Yeah.
War on the right.
Well,
we were devastated.
And also, Carlos, I feel like, and we'll talk about what Malcolm Nance just said, but this picture is weird and complicated, I feel like, right now.
Candace Owens is on our side. That's how weird it is.
Yeah. Well, I said, you know, Laura Loomer and, what do you call it, Nick Fuentes said far worse stuff about Charlie Kirk that they, you know, panicked and deleted, right, than any of us ever have. And so, Michael says, so let me get this straight. Super religious, ultra-conservative, gun-loving parents raise their kid in a house with a beaten and bloody Jesus on the wall, the NRA calendar on the fridge, and an AR-15 in the family. As the family pet, and when their weird kid grows up and shoots somebody, it's liberals' fault? I mean, I keep saying all morning, can you imagine if this was a liberal family, what MAGA would be doing? And I'm saying his main concern seems to be his father's going to be more concerned about what happened to the gun than that he shot somebody?
Yeah, did he get like $1 million or something too? And what was he, one semester at most, one year in an all-white kind of conservative
online
school?
Online.
The rest was
online.
All vocational
It was during
training.
COVID. Yes.
You want to know how kids in college indoctrinates kids? Go to spring break. Go to fraternities. Go to where women get attacked by frat boys. That's what you should be worrying about. This nonsense that you can get indoctrinated by. They're worried that children will get indoctrinated by facts.
Yeah.
And a crazy is a crazy. And lost in all this is that stupid argument about the lethality of knives versus guns versus cars versus swimming pools. A swimming pool did not take out Charlie Kirk from 200 yards away. And there's some doubt about that if you listen to hunters who say he used a Mauser gun with a 30-06 powerful weapon that would just, you know. But in any case, a knife can't be thrown 200 yards. You can't drive a car through a crowd off a building. In all of this are the fact that guns can be bought by anybody, including the people who appear to be mentally sane but aren't.
To your point, Stewart said the GOP tried to say that leftists indoctrinated Tyler Robinson in college. That's why he shot Charlie Kirk. But he went to a conservative state school for all of one semester. Now they're saying his transitioning roommate radicalized Tyler with leftism. But the roommate had no idea what was going on and is fully cooperating with cops. Neither the college nor the trans cause makes sense. But the GOP will blame anything but gun culture, left or right. White kids with guns are the problem. And, you know, Malcolm Nance, a lot of people are calling PS and BS on this text chain. First of all, you know, they're saying this is way more evidence than they normally release that could really, you know, screw up this prosecution. And also
and
the president calling for the death penalty, you know, you don't do that because it can prejudice juries, right? And also this is maybe why the kid's not cooperating. He has no incentive. I mean, this one, notice how the FBI stays quiet about Tyler Robinson's internet history. That's why they call him uncooperative, because he won't lie for them. If his search history was clean, even Fox would have leaked it already.
I know is he better not go through a garage where Jack Ruby's there.
Yeah. No, Malcolm was just saying, like, what? First of all, he just was calling BS on this check, not the way Gen Zers talk. You know, it just seems like
they're lying. All the Republicans do is lie, steal, beat, kill. They're terrible. And again, I stand by my statement. The right endorsed violence the day they said that Trump could say trial by combat, hang Mike Pence, wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi. There were guys barricaded inside the chambers pointing guns at the door. And you're telling me that was a tour? They endorsed violence on that day when they said, you know what? it's okay. We don't have to stop him from ever running for president again. It's their fault. The guy that got shot at Trump's fake assassination thing, he's dead. Ashley Babbitt is dead. It's all on the Republicans. They own this. It's
Chris,
not us.
Who said this would be October 31st, 2024? Let's put her with a rifle standing there with some nine barrels shooting at her, okay? Let's see how she feels about, you know, when the guns are trained on her face. That was Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney.
Rocco Wallaby.
No, that would be Donald Trump said that about Liz Cheney and the firing squad.
One day she'll be in front of nine barrels, Heather.
Charlie Kirk said...
Please don't shoot!
Charlie Kirk said President Biden should be executed. I mean, you know, to his credit, said, I guess there should be a trial for something. But
again, all you Christians out there, you show me a picture of Jesus with an ice hat on, and I'll say I was wrong about Charlie Kirk. Other than that, go take a hike. Get out of here.
Yeah, a lot of people calling BS. Cheryl says, is Governor Cox from Utah being forced to lie about the shooter? Turns out Cox admitted the White House is pressuring him. I mean, you know.
Absolutely.
Because he mentioned, you know, all of the violence against Democrats. And then it was after Trump called him and I'm sure said Ixnay on the Ipsnay with the right. And so I think there's a lot of people calling BS on all this for a lot of different reasons. It just all feels, you know.
Yep. Yeah. And like I say. If Trump, on that day, after January 6th, if he's put down politically and said, you cannot run again, you're done, you can never run for president, you're done, none of this happens. Charlie Kirk doesn't become as popular. Nick Fuentes, sure they have their echo chambers, but that was their messiah. That was their Jim Jones needed to stay at the head of this Guyana freaking cult church.
Yeah, Trump accused the Biden administration of having weaponized the Justice Department against Charlie Kirk and his organization, Turning Point. Turning Point amplified Trump's claims of 2020 election fraud, which may have been why they were being investigated as part of the January 6th investigation.
Yeah.
But it's just everything up is down, you know,
up
black is white. Yeah.
Raining cats and dogs.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by FRF. FFRF, Freedom From Religion Foundation. To all of Carlos's points, right?
Yes.
Religious takeover of public schools.
Work.
Yeah, thank you. Hallelujah. I don't mean that literally, but the Freedom From Religion Foundation has won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class, right?
They're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah. Ironically, FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. That's Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
Because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Well, tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in just this one bottle can replace your day cream, eye cream, night cream, neck cream, wrinkle cream, dark spot reducers. Super C Serum made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, and delivers noticeable results. I love how it smells. I love how it feels going on. You can simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion and minimize wrinkles and age spots, all with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie. Save up to 37% off and free shipping. That is Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. This is seriously my favorite face product I have ever found. I love my Vibrance. You will too. One more time, that is Vibrance.com/Stephanie, Vibrance.com/Stephanie. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales@WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Ooh, ooh, oh, yeah, yeah. Coffee with Carlos Alzraki. Solitsky says that TikTokers are doing an infinitely better job explaining the Groyper situation than any mainstream media outlet. Only further confirms that legacy media is going the way of the dodo. Yeah, Carlos, everybody's talking about the fact that, who is it? Yes, hold please. Hold, please. Hang on. It's not embarrassing. It's absolutely effing disgraceful that only foreign reporters ask real questions of the U.S. president. Did you see this? A reporter from Australia said, how much wealthier are you now than when you returned to the White House? Well, I don't know the deals I made other than what my kids are doing, blah, blah. We have the greatest, it's going to be the greatest ballroom anywhere in the world, and I'm paying for it. He's not paying for it, first of all.
He's not paying for it.
Yeah, he's going to grift his idiots like usual. Reporter, is it appropriate, President Trump, that a president in office shouldn't be engaged in so much business activity? Well, I'm not really. My kids are running the... Where are you from? I'm from the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. In my opinion, you're hurting Australia very much right now, and they want to get along with me. You know, your leader's coming over here to see me very soon. I'm going to tell him about you. You set a very bad tone.
I'm telling.
But, Mr. President, quiet!
I'm so beyond embarrassed of this country.
I'm
so beyond
Prime
people
Minister.
Standing for the national anthem and pledging allegiance to the flag, and people like Jim Harbaugh John Harbaugh of the Ravens going, oh, we have to visit the White House where we respect it. Get out of here. He is the most disgusting, stupid, mean, non-empathetic, sociopathic fool that's ever been near a White House. You don't have to respect the White House when that guy's in the White House.
I'm sorry. You don't.
If you
he disrespects the White House more than
lets
any.
A guy like that in.
Yeah, thank you. By the way, that's why we have to highlight heroes of democracy.
Okay. Yep. Democracy.
Thank you. Thank you, historical film strip guy. Johnson County Supervisor John Green refused Governor Kim Reynolds' order to lower the flags for Charlie Kirk, saying, I will not grant Johnson County honors to a man who made it his life's mission to denigrate so many of the constituents I've sworn an oath to protect.
Yeah. I don't remember, again, I don't remember if all the flags in the country were lowered to half-mast, half-staff when Moscone and Milk got assassinated.
Think so. Yeah.
Maybe around San Francisco and in California, but I don't remember it nationwide.
Yep.
I don't remember our president ordering that.
Nope. 29 minutes after the hour, Coffee with Carlos.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows while Wisconsin's population is growing, the Madison area is booming. We've got about 6,033,000 people living here in the Badger State. That's about 2% more than 5 years ago. But here in the capital city, the Department of Administration estimates our population is 296,000 people, or close to cracking 300,000. And in just 5 years, our population has grown nearly 8%. And Dane County as a whole is growing more than any other in Wisconsin. The county has almost 9% more people than it did in 2020. And three of the top 10 fastest growing municipalities in the state are here in Dane County. Cottage Grove ranks third, Verona comes in seventh, and Windsor ranks 10th. The data drives home how housing should continue to be a priority. Madison City and Dane County officials have set a goal to build 15,000 new homes by 2030. They say that's what we need to keep up with the surge in population. 1,600 new homes have been built since the start of this year, and another 5,000 are currently under construction. And last night, city officials introduced new housing initiatives. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
There are a series of small changes that can be made in our zoning codes to make them more efficient and to provide more flexibility to home builders and to homeowners.
The plan would allow for taller buildings, adjust lot size requirements so there can be more single and two-family homes in the same space, and lets people add two backyard units to their lots. These plans have wide support from the Common Council. Earlier this year, Alders passed the first round of housing changes to allow duplexes citywide and allow property owners to build those backyard units. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Still staying unseasonably warm today with highs climbing to the upper 80s. And with clear skies tonight, we stay mild down to the mid-60s. And for tomorrow, sunshine to start the day, still a warm one, reaching the mid-80s, and then a chance of showers and storms by the afternoon. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 70 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Allball Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this non-stop overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Allball Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The John and Gordy Show.
Pam Yonke. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Very fine, fellas. Normally, the Department of Agriculture in Madison has got open ears, but man, I am getting, you know, even me, they're giving me pushback. And that crap, frankly, boys, just doesn't happen to me anymore these days. What do you mean you're not going to talk to me? You
really?
Only got me to talk to.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome actor and Appleton native son, actor Mike McGill, whose credits include Shameless and Bosch, and syndicated columnist Greg Schwemm. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
It's not an option. It's...
actually trying to quell political violence. You see Donald Trump sending out Bondi and Vance to start going after magazines, independent press, independent foundations. Instead of actually trying to address the crisis of political violence, they're trying to weaponize this crisis in order to crush free speech.
Thank you, Representative Greg
Kassar.
Right. Sorry, I always get that wrong. Okay. Hey, want to hear what the hilarious commercial breaks are like around here? I looked outside. I said, hey, there's some weird lady with her head in my bushes out there. And Chris said, it's the first time that's happened in a long time. That was a low-hanging Leslie joke.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Come give Mama an exam.
All right. So, Carlos, I was out yesterday because I got vaxxed, but apparently I am the old lady that has an accident in her bathwater that you've described me as for many years now. I shouldn't have gotten flu and COVID at the same time because I was...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
Gotta change out the water.
By the way, you know, I do always exercise. Jody was right that you should have shackled me to my bed like Misery.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday is the first time I wasn't able to do that. I was horizontal all day.
Okay.
I always exercise when I'm sick.
You got wiped out.
Huh?
You got wiped out by both of them at the same time. My wife had a little bit of a resting need after her COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
I've never had a reaction ever, so I don't know whether it's, again, being OLD and that I had both of them at the same time.
Well,
but anyway, anyway, get vaccinated. You talked about this yesterday, but Carlos, you know, as a parent, one in six parents aren't vaccinating their kids. And I'm not talking about just COVID. I mean, this is for one in six have delayed or skipped vaccines for their children. 9% have skipped polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. I mean, oh my God.
You would have to believe that the makers of vaccines are interested in killing their business supply.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know a great way to make business. Let's kill all the children and adults using our vaccine. That way we'll have more people to wait a second.
Well, this is why we were happy that Kaiser, where we are, you know, okayed it for everybody 6 months and older, you know, no questions asked, no prescription, no nothing, and your insurance covers it, because they're in the prevention business. It's a lot cheaper than treating a lot of sick people with COVID.
Especially since they have an HMO style of things.
Right.
It's much cheaper to prevent illness than to treat illness after you get it.
Right. And not surprisingly, the American parents who are choosing to skip or delay vaccines are more likely to homeschool their children, be white and very religious, identify as Republican, or be under 35.
Their religion is not working. You know what they need to do? The separation. Read John Fugelsang's The Separation of Church and Hate.
Thank you. It is a perfect book. Hang on. Where's my
for your homeschooled children?
Yes, it's a perfect
book
for
our times. Find out what the Bible's really about.
So, this in a related story, the FDA in August approved the latest COVID vaccines for people 65 and older who have risk factors for severe disease. But the CDC vaccine panel can recommend the shots more narrowly or broadly. The committee's weighing a plan to recommend the shots for those 75 or older, but to instruct people who are younger to speak to their physician. I mean, they're just trying to, you know, block and make it harder to get these vaccines, which is just the stupidest
thing
ever. I gotta
believe this is all Russian. This is all Putin's playbook.
Yes. How can we kill more Americans? Right?
We'll get them. We'll take care of this influencer. We'll work with Netanyahu. Oh God, all the theories out there. Candace Owens and even Charlie Kirk. At the end, he didn't want to go to Israel, and Netanyahu was pissed off. And Netanyahu's holding some letter. Like this is the letter that that Charlie sent me. I'm not going to show it to you, but he says he loves me and wanted to. It's all. I love it. It's all getting weird. All right, I'm kind of you're pulling me in a little bit here.
Speaking of foreign governance, can I just say yay to England, who greeted Trump with a giant picture of him and Epstein?
Yeah,
and they found
and the Australian reporter who has the courage to ask better questions than any American reporter, right?
Oh, every time he steps off in England or the UK, there's somebody with a "See you next Thursday" sign. I love it.
Yeah. Wait, can we play this? This is 14. This is Senator John Kennedy and Kash Patel yesterday.
Who, if anyone, did Epstein traffic these young women to besides himself?
Himself. There is no credible information. None. Yeah. If there were, I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
In the files.
In the case.
Can I give him a new nickname?
Okay. He trafficked kids to nobody except himself. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, sorry. I'm not going to believe Slimy Davis Jr.
I mean, this one, too. Barbara says, remember, Schiff asked Cash Patel about Todd Blanche's interview with Ghislaine Maxwell when she mentioned that there are people in Trump's cabinet that hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. They need to find out who they are. Wouldn't that be a question? I mean,
yeah. What you said, was it 22 women that just recently came forward and more every year? So you're saying, Cash Patel, that you don't believe those women. Good God, I hope that guy's not married. I hope he's not married. And if he is, to her, lady, get in the van.
All right. This one represented Peter Welch and Cash Patel yesterday.
If we have our man, that would suggest to the public that everybody can rest and relax and not then continue to provide information to the local law enforcement and to you. Well, so that was a mistake.
I don't see it as a mistake. I see it as something working with the public to identify that there was a subject
so if
in
you
custody.
Put out a, if you put out a statement that says we've got our man, and in fact it turns out that you didn't have your man, that's not a mistake?
But that's not what I said.
Well, I'll go on.
You know, we were saying, Carlos, the only thing that seems to be bipartisan right now is that Cash Patel at the FBI, nobody trusts them or what they're doing about about anything. And also,
nor should they.
He was completely inappropriate. What is it that Senator Schiff said that was perfect? He said, you know, you can make an internet troll FBI director. He's still an internet troll. I mean, just like these screaming insults at senators. And it's
and then to call him a political buffoon, it's the name calling. He's such a fifth grade bully who's entitled, who without his bodyguards would just be like, I. He goes to, and I love that when he called him out, he's like, you flew to Vegas on taxpayer dime while I lived there. Do you live in New York City?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you did that too.
Right.
He's such a, oh God, despicable. I don't see how people can't see it. It's so obvious. It's like you're watching a movie where the bad guys hide out and there's a neon sign that says bad guy lair, bad guy hideout. That's where the bad guys are. He's a bad guy. It's so easy to see. I don't get it. Who are these people?
Uh-oh. He's gone into Seinfeld.
Register, I've gone into Seinfeld.
Seinfeld register, everybody. Look out.
Comedians and booths.
All right. I believe Children of the Future, mostly Bella, so this is why I have to, because she wants to know, what does Caroline Leavitt think?
Oh, Caroline.
Oh, boy.
She shares a claim that God caused an earthquake in Utah because of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Earth trembles when God is angry.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. When you wear a bigger cross than an 80s hairband rocker.
Yes, girl.
I can't believe you.
Yes, girl. That so checks out. You are so right, girl. Yes. Yes, girl.
We didn't get audio of, Cash Patel and the Cory Booker, because it's just, you can't with the radio. They're, you know, just yelling over each other and we can't. But, I mean, right. They were asking perfectly reasonable questions, and Cash Patel is just a lunatic hothead. Right? Senator Booker began a round of questioning. He was talking about the FBI agents that have been pushed out. And by the way, Carlos, that's another factor that should be talked about in this Utah thing. You know, was there, you know, they pushed out the head of the FBI there, you know, who apparently was hugely qualified because I think she was a person of color or something.
Yeah, and kicked out local enforcement.
Right,
we'll
and that all of their focus has gone on immigration. You know, would they have been able to detect this online if they had competent people in charge, all, you know, that had not been fired?
Yes, much like the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, in which they did catch.
Right. Senator Booker said you pushed out senior FBI agents with decades of knowledge and experience. In fact, this is the first time in FBI history that neither the director nor the deputy director have any experience with the FBI. You've shifted the agency's priorities primarily to pursuing Trump's immigration enforcement agenda. Booker says he believes the U.S. is more vulnerable to a domestic or a foreign attack because of Patel's failures. That's exactly what we just talked to Malcolm Nance about. He said, here's the thing, Mr. Patel, I think you're not going to be around for long. I think this might be your last oversight hearing. I mean, again, coming from the left and the right about Patel, right?
It's coming from both sides of the house. Yeah, you can clearly see his incompetence. You can clearly see the incompetence of JFK. Did the same thing at the CDC. Fire anybody that's competent.
Yeah.
And just substitute it with performative jackholes.
And can you imagine if this was a Democratic administration and the your FBI director was talking to senators this way? He said to Adam Schiff, you're the biggest fraud to ever sit in the United States Senate. You're a disgrace to this institution and an utter coward. You're a political buffoon at best. I mean, And again, asking completely, you know, appropriate questions for a senator with oversight duties, right?
Yeah, Cash is just, they live in this echo chamber where they're not used to being challenged. And so when they get in the real world and somebody challenges them with facts, all they can do is stomp, like freaking chimpanzees in a cage. It's like, no, you're in the zoo, you can't go free. Coco, somebody tranquilize him. Hey, his eye is straight. Yes, I'll go there. I will go to physical appearance when people are that disgusting and mean on the inside.
Yeah. By the way, just in other news that no one's getting to, because obviously Covey says by this time last year, Chinese buyers had booked shipments for around 12 million to 13 million tons of U.S. soybeans. They have booked zero this year. Congrats, farmers. You're getting what you voted for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just there's one story after another of, you know.
I brought it up at the beginning. They have no policy. They have no policy. And while we're talking about all this, and Charlie, we were forgetting, you probably did talk about it, the gentlemen that were lynched, you know, no big deal, don't want to investigate it.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here.
Apparently he lynched himself.
Yeah, yeah. It probably left him. So it says, I like lynching. Maybe I should lynch myself. Lynching is fun.
Yep.
That's what they would present as evidence.
Yeah.
Historical reenactment is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, sure. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth.
This is how I know I was really sick yesterday, because I sleep cool in these things, and I was sweated all the way through because of, you know, but that's not normal.
Normally, sweating it out.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Normally, the temperature regulation on my sheets and my Cozy Earth pajamas, unbelievable, made from viscose from bamboo. The fabric is insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight. What really got me is how cool it sleeps normally when I'm not having a horrible medical reaction.
Right.
Okay. They're the bubble cuddle blanket. This is great for the chills, when you have the chills part of the chills and the sweats.
Which is what you had.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. This thing transforms your couch or your bed. Keep it draped over it. It instantly makes your room feel warmer and more inviting. Oh, it's so fantastic. Oh. And Cozy Earth backs everything. 100-night guarantee. How about that? They are 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie at checkout for 40% off. Your new favorite PJs and sheets, blankets, you name it. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. If you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from The Stephanie Miller Show.
My name is
Stephanie Miller.
I am 100 years old.
Well, the state of the world today can make you feel angry, depressed, and overwhelmed, right? Like we're going in the wrong direction, there's nothing we can do about it. But there are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. Credo Mobile is a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits like Friends of the Earth, Reproductive Freedom for All, the ACLU. Over the years, that's added up to over $95 million. Now more than ever, progressive nonprofits need support. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company. You get fast, reliable coverage, competitive plans, and great deals on new phones. You can even bring your current phone, your current number. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a big, big difference. Go to CredoMobile.com. For Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use that code STEPH25. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. One more time, that's CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in that code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution? FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school, because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is Jim Santel, the host of Amicus, a law review on the broadcast stations of Civic Media. Every step you take at the Dane County Walk to End Alzheimer's brings hope to families affected by dementia. Join WMDX on October 5th at Warner Park as we walk to raise funds for care, support, and research. Free registration at alz.org/walk.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
This portion of the show, brought to you by you, like me, yesterday, waking up, and your body's got some splaining to do, right? You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, cough, what is it? You know your body, you're getting sick. Here are your choices, tough it out, get sick, take time off work, that's no good. I mean, the world was a horrible place yesterday without me, wasn't it?
It was.
Or you hope your doctor can see you sometime this month, or you wait in urgent care with other sick people, or what you do is open your medical emergency kit like mine right here, just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, nip it in the bud right now. This is not a first aid kit. These are doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more, plus a doctor's easy guide to, you know, exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are right here in my kit. Get yours now. It'll be rushed to your door. $45 off now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code again, Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Here's the odious Pam Bondi yesterday.
We all believe in the First Amendment, and these
people speak horrible
things. I think yesterday or today, a school board member right here in Virginia had to resign because she said horrible things about Charlie Kirk and that he deserved to die. That's horrific. It's free speech, but you shouldn't be employed anywhere if you're going to say that.
Okay.
Wow.
So, again, first of all, we keep saying Laura Loomer and Nick Fuentes said far worse things about Charlie Kirk than anybody on the left. You would have to start with the president if you wanted
to
lock people up for inciting violence. Yeah. I mean, Greg Abbott just said, I'm firing over 100 teachers over Charlie Kirk comments. I mean, this is the most
chilling...
Don't
worry, Rob Schneider's on it.
Yeah, it's the most chilling time, I think, in our history for free speech. Pam Bondi tried to clean up her remarks, promising to target Americans engaging in hate speech, which she said is not protected as free speech. So then she tried to say it's just violent threats. Well, again, start with the president, who has made violent threats against everybody from Hillary Clinton to Liz Cheney, on and on. I mean, Britt Hume even said someone needs to explain to Ms. Bondi that so-called hate speech, repulsive though it may be, is protected by the First Amendment. She should know
this.
So
is flag burning.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, National Review said this isn't a correction or a retraction or a retreat. It's a post hoc attempt to bend the term hate speech to mean something that it never has. I mean, I read a Charlie Kirk quote to start the show, Carlos, about there is no such thing as hate speech, right? And again, I keep saying if people are getting fired for quoting Charlie Kirk exactly, it's hate speech to quote him exactly?
Yeah, especially about his quotes about gun. He's willing to accept a few pew-pew deaths per year in order to have Second Amendment rights. Those are his words. You're just entering a quote that he made.
And that's what I said, Carlos. I started the show with that quote, and I said, that's the saddest one to me. If he had known, would he agree? His 1 and 3-year-old would never know their father, and he'd never know them? Would he really say this is worth it? If he knew he was going to be
it's not worth it to allow anybody to get a gun to kill at will at more developed countries in the world than anybody else by a wide margin. And then Jessica Tarlov gets into it with Gutfeld. Thank you, Jimmy Fallon, for platforming that idiot who said it doesn't matter. Nobody knew who Melissa Horton was before.
Doesn't
it doesn't matter.
She wasn't famous enough.
Right. F her kids. She wasn't famous.
I think he's married. Whoever he's married to, get out. Why would you be that callous? That's not the message of Jesus. Jesus says you have to be famous in order for us to care about your untimely death.
Right.
I don't get it. Religion doesn't work, folks.
Even Ted Cruz, broken clock, defended constitutional protections. He said the First Amendment absolutely protects speech. It absolutely protects hate speech. It protects vile speech. It protects horrible speech. What does that mean? It means you cannot be prosecuted for speech, even if it is evil and bigoted and wrong. First of all, I think they're starting to realize, like, most of that stuff comes from their side, starting from the president. So, you know, I mean, if we're going to... Here we go. Here's another one. Turning Point may sue Charlie Kirk critics. This is what they wrote. Many news organizations outright lied about things Kirk had said or claimed he had hateful thoughts and used hateful words, led to the shootings as Matthew Dowd did before he was fired from MSNBC. Again, Matthew Dowd didn't say that. He was asked before Charlie Kirk, you know, we knew he had died. He was asked about the climate, and he said hateful words lead to hateful actions. He didn't say, oh, Charlie Kirk had it coming or anything like that.
Yeah, he said a consequence of ginning up violent rhetoric is that you may become victim to that same rhetoric. That's factual. And again, they're treating this guy like he was a saint. Like I threaded Martin Luther King, I have a dream, Charlie Kirk, I'm wearing an ice hat. Don't tell me they're the same. That's insulting to the memory of Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, exactly.
Who Charlie Kirk insulted.
Yeah, I mean, and don't expect African-Americans not to have a reaction when you compare Charlie Kirk to Martin Luther King, you know, who Charlie Kirk said was a bad person and on. I don't, you know, I'm not even going to get into everything he said about Martin Luther King. But anyway, to Senator Booker's point about maybe Charlie, or what do you call it, Cash Patel is done. I love the reporter yesterday said to Trump, do you have complete confidence in Cash Patel? And Trump said, first of all, I think Pam Bondi's done an unbelievable job.
Yeah. Whoa.
Cash
walking around Vegas, mumbling to himself with flamingo chips.
Cash's eyes started spinning.
And I love this. And everybody agrees with that. Really? Matt Walsh calls for Pam Bondi to be fired immediately over Charlie Kirk crackdown. Get rid of her today. No, nobody agrees that Pam Bondi's done a great job, or Cash Patel.
Even Ted Cruz says that Pam Bondi's not doing a good job.
And then he said, well, Cash, take a look at what he did with respect to this horrible person that he just captured. He did it in 2 days. He didn't do it. His father turned him in. I mean, he's giving...
for $1 million.
I mean, it's just... the hypocrisy is so staggering. It's hard. This is conservative Matt Walsh called for Pam Bondi to be fired after she said businesses must allow fans of Charlie Kirk to print posters in honor of the slain Turning Point USA founder. Walsh said that comment to go along with Bondi's recent statement on targeting hate speech against Kirk, as well as her handling of the Epstein case, make it clear that Trump needs to fire her. He said conservatives have fought for decades for the right to refuse service to anyone. We won that fight. Now Pam Bondi wants to roll it back for no reason. The employee who didn't print the flyer was already fired by his employer. All right. Carlos, we love you. Follow Carlos on the socials.
Yes.
November 7th and 8th in Sayre, Pennsylvania, Sayre, Pennsylvania Theater. 7 o'clock show, November 7th and 8th, Sayre, Pennsylvania Theater, Parents Lounge Comedy Show.
Oh, yeah.
See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Thanks, Carlos.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. The deadline clock is ticking in Washington, D.C. on a spending bill when we have a government shutdown. We'll discuss it with Pat Kreitlow of Mornings of Pat Kreitlow and Trigby Olson of the Lincoln Project. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Former CDC Director Susan Menares on Capitol Hill clarifying what her former boss, Health Secretary Robert Kennedy, said about her during his own hearing 2 weeks ago.
My tenure as CDC Director lasted 29 days. Since my removal, several explanations have been offered. That I told the Secretary I would resign. That I was not aligned with the administration priorities. Or that I was untrustworthy. None of those reflect what actually happened.
She says she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations without scientific evidence. It wouldn't fire officials without concrete reasons. That, she says, is what happened. President Trump taking part in his second state visit in the UK. He's at Windsor Castle now. The Federal Reserve wrapping up its two-day meeting. Interest rates expected to be cut when the meeting concludes this afternoon. This is ABC News.